Blog Talk Radio.
About the greatest gift in this world given to us. To say a word, a touch, or a smile, to lend a ear for just a little while. We'll let somebody know how much you really care.
Now you can feel the power of love when you give. There's a whole lot of people in the world that need your help. Now listen to me, no shoes on the feet, no place to call a home, she's feeling all alone. So I give up my hand, cause I understand that that could have been me.
Praise that we all have used before. But it's not just what you say, but it's what you do that speaks so much more. Spend some time with someone close, or just to give a hug when it means the most. We'll let someone know what love.
Give it away.
And we can overcome.
There's no power.
morning, everyone. We greet each of you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. Thank you for tuning in and listening to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministry. We truly appreciate your fellowship and tremendously support. I am your host, Sister Ruby Lowry, with Sister Faithful Spate. Both of us are doing it. It's a blessing. The Lord has gotten her to be on that switchboard and work. And we're just having a wonderful treat for you today, mother and team duo. A time of reflection and live Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, 3 o'clock p.m. Central time, and 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. Saturday segments is hosted by Minister Billy Burns out of ACPAC, North Carolina, and it airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time and 8 a.m. Eastern time. Join us for early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time for about 30 minutes. Our call-in number for all segments is area code 858-683-1334. Again, 858-683-1334. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Our email address is newdestiny54@yahoo.com. You are welcome to visit our archives on blogtalkradio.com and search for New Destiny Ministries should you desire to listen to any of our previous broadcasts or the current show that is airing live as we speak. Visit our website at www.newdestinyministries.com. There is online giving for your convenience. And we pray that our founder, Evangelist Adriana Barnard, is getting a little rest and vacation, and we miss her, and we just pray that the Lord keep her and rest with her. Praise the Lord. Sister Faith.
Amen. Amen, amen, everyone. Amen. Welcome out. What an exciting show today. We're going to do, actually, let's do two type of opening prayers. I would like to ask if Elder Gates would open up for us praying for Evangelist Adriana Barnard as she's away. This live broadcast show she's been doing for some time now, and it's we just want to bless the show, amen, A Time of Reflection. She's putting out her time every day for the God's people, going forth and sacrificing, just to bless her in prayer. And then if we can have Apostle Timothy following him to go ahead and bless and bless the speaker that's getting ready to come on, that will introduce Prophetess Minister Patricia Spates, my mother, amen. And we're going to go to Elder Gates first, if we can, if have him just to bless the to go ahead and bless the line, the radio show itself, and pray for Evangelist Barnard while she's away.
Amen. Father, we thank you, God, for your goodness and for your kindness and for the multitude of your tender mercy. We thank you, O God, for your many manifold blessings that you bestow upon us. God, we thank you for your love and your joy that you share with us, your peace, God, that you give us that surpasses understanding. We thank you, O God, for all that you have done, all that you are doing, and all that you are about to do. Lord, we bless you, God, for the time of reflection. We thank you, O God, for every person that is faithful to this ministry. We thank you, O God, for the establishment
thank
of this
Lord.
Ministry. We thank you, O God, that you have given us, God, people, yes, Lord, that are willing and able to do your will, and, God, according to, God, what you have determined for us to do. We pray, God, that you would order our steps. We pray, God,
thank
that you would guide our way. We pray, God, that you would prosper our way as we do your will, God, in Jesus' name. And Father, we bless you, God, for the woman of God, Evangelist Barnard. We thank you, O God, that for her work and her labor of love. We thank you, O God, that you have given this woman of God, a seasoned woman of God, a time to invest in other people. And God, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that as she is away and God is recuperating, that God, you would minister to her, yes, Lord, and refresh her in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you would refresh her and, God, allow angels, God, to be dispatched, yes, Lord, to minister to her as she is an heir of salvation. We
thank
pray
you.
For our sister, God. We pray for her as she is away. God, we pray that you would recover her. We pray, oh, God, that she would not be burdened down with worries and with the cares of life, but God, that she would be resting and she would be healing, God, emotionally or spiritually or otherwise. God, in every way, God, I pray that you would upbraid her and uphold her. God, that you would surround her like with favor like a shield. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, for her work, and we thank you, God, for her labor. And God, we just ask you, yes, Lord, but God, by love, we ask you, God, in love, Lord, that you would cover her, that you would protect her, God, that you would show her what her next step is, so that, God, she might step clearly, so that she might walk circumspectly as a wise woman, not as a fool, but understanding what your will is. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for how
thank
she
you.
Has been faithful to this ministry, and we pray, God, that you bless her with long life, that you bless her, God, with people that would surround her, God, that would be faithful and that would help her, God, do the will of God that is according to her life, in Jesus' name. And, God, we thank you, God, for her investment again in this ministry. We thank you, God, that you have given this woman, God, as a blessing to the body of Christ. And we pray, oh God, that right now, wherever she is and whatever she is doing, God, that you are speaking to her right now, and that, God, you are restoring her, that you are recovering her, God, as she is sitting by the still waters, that you are recovering and restoring her soul in the name of Jesus. And, God, we thank you that you're anointing her head with oil so that her cup runs over, and surely goodness and mercy shall follow her all the days of her life, that she might dwell in the house of the Lord forever, to behold your beauty and to inquire in your temple. And Father, so we give you praise and we give you glory for the woman of God and for the ministry, God, that you have given her. God, bless it now, and God, continue to bless us and continue to anoint us, and God, help us to bound together in the bond of peace. In Jesus' name and for his sake, and we give you praise and thanks. Amen and amen.
Thank you. That was Elder Gates of Circle of Ministries. Thank you so much, Elder Gates. I just felt that we should stand in the gap and lift up the woman of God. I thank God for ones like herself, as well my mother, as well yourself, and many elders and prophets and teachers and pastors that go forth every day to do this ministry for God's people. Amen. And that we can just continue to lift them up, because they are sacrificing their time, amen, and their schedules and life to go ahead and go forth and put forth the word of God. Amen. So we just thank God for them, and as well finances too. So we speak a hundredfold return, amen. So we just wanted to bless her and bless this line in the name of Jesus and radio show. We're going, if we can go real quick to go ahead and go over real quick to Apostle Timothy to bless the word that's getting ready to come forth, the woman of God, and just to bless us real quick with a quick prayer to bless that, amen.
Most gracious and kind Father, Father, we thank you now. We thank you for just this day. We thank you, God, for who you are in our lives. Father, we thank you for being the creator. We thank you, God, for this great prophetess that's about to come forth. Father, we thank you, God, because she studied to show herself approved. Father, we're asking you now, God, to lead her in your storehouse of wisdom on today. Allow your anointing, God, to flow through her, God, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. God, allow, God, her to break through, God, into new dimensions and higher heights and deeper depths, oh God. Father, for we bless you, God, and we're excited about the word, God. God, we have great anticipation, God, about what you're about to do, God, and what you're about to say through your woman servant, oh God. Father, we pray now, God, that you would send strength and virtue to the body now, that you would anoint our mind afresh, oh God. Father, we thank you that there's no distractions in the way, no hindrance. We bind every spirit that tries to come up against us in the name of Jesus, and we speak the victory now. Father, we're just excited, God, for your word on today, God, that we know that there's a word fresh from your throne room, oh God. And God, we ask you, God, to let everyone that hears under the sound of my voice, God, let this word be a word that can be hidden in their heart, God, that they might not sin against thee. Father, we're excited about it, God, now. God, go to where she is now, God. Dispatch your angels around her now. No weapon formed against her shall prosper. She's more than a conqueror. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that it is so, that the word is brought forth blessed. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, we're going to read really quick, Prophetess Spates, we're going to really quick read your condensed bio really fast. And just if you don't mind, Mom, go ahead and read that as Evangelist Adrian usually does anyway, when she has her speaker, if that's okay, woman of God.
Oh, that's fine. Y'all know the process. I'm just waiting for you all to say when I'm available. Go ahead.
Amen. Thank you. So basically, we have today Prophetess Minister Patricia Spates of Prayer Mountain Ministries International out of California, but an international prayer ministry. Prayer Mountain Ministries International is, you know, is a ministry based on the need of prayer for God's people. Amen. Praying, you know, calling God's people to pray. Amen. And we just want to go ahead and real quick and read her main cadence bio real quick, and then we'll let her go ahead and give more information about her purpose. So bear with me. I'm reading from a screen on my laptop, so thank everyone for bearing with me. I have a few screens up here, so amen. Okay, so basically we set off with Prophetess Patricia Spates has been prophetically called the Lord's anointed. She has been and continues to be an ongoing faithful student of her late husband teaching for over 35 years of the revelation of the art of intercessory prayer and spiritual warfare and the victory we have through the power of the blood of Jesus. Minister Patricia and her husband, Pastor Spates, founded several ministries, San Diego for Jesus Prayer Mountain and the International Church, Prayer Mountain Ministries International, the Joseph Foundation. Minister Prophetess Patricia Spates is also the founder of Law Inc., which is Lord's Anointed Women in Covenant Ministries, International Ministries. The Lord's Anointed Women in Covenant International Ministries, under the ministries of Prophetess Patricia Spates, has put on and ran fasting and prayer retreats, conferences, citywide prayer meetings, prayer summits, open prayer mountain retreats, and more. Minister Patricia Spates prophetically walks and operates in the calling to teach women that there is an order in the kingdom of God for his woman and a position in God's kingdom. She has been equipped in the office of the Holy Spirit to mentor the body of Christ in the art of intercessory prayer and spiritual warfare, that these weapons are not carnal but mighty through our God. Amen. Her foundation for life is her mandate for the Lord that she strongly believes and stands firmly upon in the Spirit of the Lord, in the Spirit of the Lord that is upon her. Because he has anointed her to preach the gospel to the poor, he has sent her to heal the brokenhearted and to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering the sight of the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Amen. Luke 4:18 that she abides under. She has been called in female apostle Paul, and to embrace her is to come in her present. She has been called in a female apostle Paul. And to embrace her is to come into present of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. And we just want to welcome you. And if you can give us a little bit more, just real quick, about Prayer Mountain Ministries International. I don't have the meeting in front of me. I'm sorry, Mom. I'm a little overwhelmed over here. My screen's up.
Oh, that's all right, darling. Hallelujah. I'm your mom. Hallelujah. You've been here with me since the time you was conceived. Amen. I don't have to say much. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Is that I'm just called to pray, God, to teach his people to pray. God bless everyone. I honor Evangelist Adrienne Bernard. Hallelujah. I bless her for the ministry that she has here for the Time of Reflection, New Destiny Ministries. And I'm honored all those that are faithful to the move of God and that works with her, and the men and women, Elder Gates and Apostle Timothy, and I think I said Sister Ruby, Evangelist Ruby, that works with her. And you faithful that are so, that's why your name is Faithful, dear. God said to name thy child Faithful, for thy life is faithful. It's a twofold meaning. Thy life is faithful, and thy God is faithful. So that's why you're faithful. Amen. To God be the glory. I honor everyone today, and I pray that the Holy Spirit will bless us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. There's enough about Prayer Mountain Ministries. I'm called to teach people to pray. There is an order of prayer, and hallelujah, that there's an art of intercession, and there's spiritual warfare, you know, there's silent prayer, hallelujah, where you're being still. So to mobilize, when he said to me to teach my people to pray, and my words was to him years ago, how can you teach your people to pray that think they've been praying? And he began to show me, hallelujah, the difference between intercessor's ministry or just a regular where we all call to pray with my people which are called by my name and humble themselves and pray. And he began to show me the humongous engineering equipment when you're wanting to change territories and take a plateau, a mountain, and make it a plateau in engineering and bring in new freeways and things and new cities. He said, when I need to engineer and change territory, hallelujah, he said, I need a prayer ministry. And a prayer ministry is an apostolic anointing, not the doctrine of apostolic, but it's an anointing. Apostolic, where the fivefold anointing operates in spiritual governance and territories. And I'm honored by that, something that I didn't choose. But anyway, no, that's enough about me. I love the Lord. Let's talk about his goodness. And all I can say, years ago, I just three scriptures God gave to me to stand by for the rest of my life. And one is, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Amen. Glory to God. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister, and sat down, and all the eyes of them were in the synagogue fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day I decree that this scripture will be fulfilled in all eyes. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I honor you all. Hallelujah. Honor those that have been faithful. And my word, O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do. Defer not for thy own sake. O God, for thy city and thy people, which are called by thy name. Amen. I was asked by Evangelist Adrian Bernard, hallelujah, she's been doing the series of the Book of Acts. And she interrupted it for a while, for a couple of days, to allow another minister to speak life coaching and teaching us great things about how to activate our lives and be more prosperous in our churches and homes and our lives. And then she picked it back up again, and I was asked to speak chapter 23 of Acts. And so I'm just going to yield myself to the Holy Ghost and see how he is going to put it together. Glory to God. Amen. I give God praise. And Father, we thank you for hearing ears to hear what your Spirit is saying to the church, to us today. As I was going into study about chapter 23, and I'm going to read just a little bit of it. It's, I don't want to take up too much time reading it, but read the Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. In this hour, oh, hallelujah, I should have had that prophecy up. Maybe I'll get a chance before it's over to, or just put it on my wall. There's a prophecy about 2013, and it's regarding the Word of God, to draw closer to God in this hour in 2013, in that Word of God, amen. But here in chapter 23 of Acts, it was dealing with Apostle Paul. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul, you know, wrote many of the books in our New Testament. He wrote the book of Romans. He wrote 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians. And if I need to be corrected, we have some scholars online, and afterwards y'all help me, amen. But 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians, he wrote Romans, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus and Philemon. Many people don't read Philemon. You need to read it. And there's a question open regarding, with good reasons, and I could bear witness about that, Paul even wrote Hebrews because it contains a lot of his teachings, Pauline's teachings. And one day we were in the Spirit, Pastor Spates and I were up on the mountain, and we had a real mountain, saints, and I'm on a real mountain. You had to look up and say, who's on that mountain? Well, Prayer Mountain was on that mountain, and I asked God, the people were saying, what's going on the mountain? And God said, tell them righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost was on the mountain. So we were in prayer on the mountain, and we were discussing in the book of Hebrews, and out of the spirit realm, because, you know, like I said, there's a question regarding if it is Paul that wrote. And the Spirit of God said out of my husband, but the language is Paul. There's a language, amen, hallelujah. Learn the language. There's a language in life. There's a language in your education. There's a language whatever professional field that you're in. There's a language. There's a language of real estate. There's a language of politics. There's a language of business. There's a language we must have. And there's a language in the kingdom, amen. You take on a new vocabulary when you take on this language from Genesis to Revelation. It's a language. Learn the language, amen, hallelujah, of who you are in Christ Jesus. It takes a new vocabulary, a new way of thinking. But here in Apostle Paul, where he wrote in the book of Acts, let me read a little bit and just bear with me, amen. Apostle Paul earnestly beholding the council. Now, there was a council of men and brethren, and that he had lived in with all good conscience before God until this day. And the high priest, Ananias, commanded them that stood by him to smite him on the mouth. Now listen to his response. Then said Paul unto him, God shall smite thee, thou white wall, for sittest thou to judge me after the law, and commandest me to be smitten contrary to the law. And they that stood by said that this man revileth this high priest, God's high priest. Then Paul said, I wist not, brethren, that he was a high priest. For it is written, thou shalt not speak evil of the ruler of the people. But when Paul perceived, now listen, when Paul perceived, Paul was a man of the Spirit. See, you got to be a man and woman of God of the Spirit. There is an anointing to perceive your atmosphere, to perceive your way of thinking, to perceive anything going on around you. Amen. Because even the New Testament, and I didn't look for it, but it's in there, hallelujah, says Jesus perceived their thoughts. Amen. So Paul perceived, he was in the Spirit, he perceived that the one part was Sadducee. Now listen what happened. By his wisdom of God and perceiving this, he perceived that one part of the Sadducees and the other were Pharisees. And I heard one man of God preach years ago. He said the reason why they were Sadducees, because they were sad, you see. Amen. They was a sad group of people. Amen. Just wanted to throw that little joke in there. Amen. But he perceived that one part of the group was Sadducees and the other part was Pharisees. So he cried out in the council, men and brethren, I'm a Pharisee. Now listen, the son of Pharisees, of the hope and resurrection of the dead, and I'm called in question. And when he had so said, there rose a distinction, a division between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the multitude was divided. That happened because he was sensitive in the spirit to have an ear to hear, to discern the language, okay? And it's going to tell you their language. Now, for the Sadducees said that there is no resurrection, amen, neither angels nor spirit, but the Pharisees confessed both. Amen. So I want to just get to this part because it went on to be a terrible conspiracy against him. And so there arose a great cry, and the scribes that were of the Pharisees' part rose and strove, saying, we find no evil in this man. Look at the favor of God, the wisdom of God that's given him a way of escape. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We find no evil in this man, but if a spirit or angel have spoken to him, let us not fight against God. They had that much sense, amen, to say if a spirit or angel have spoken to him, let us not fight against God, amen. Now, we have these problems even into this very day. When you get into this 23, you'll find the same plots and conspiracies as it was then, just as it was in the days of old. Hallelujah, glory. So is it now. And then it says, and when there arose a great distinction, the chief captain, fearing lest Paul should have been pulled in pieces, hallelujah, commanded the soldiers to go down and take him by force from among them and bring him into safety. Amen. And it goes on to try to tell you, let me go down a little further because I want to get to the plot. And at night following the Lord, at night the Lord stood and said to him, listen, he told Paul at night, and the night followed, the Lord stood by Paul and said, be of good cheer, Paul. Be of good cheer, saints, Be of good cheer, Paul. Hallelujah. Come on, be of good. That's the word. Somebody say, God said, be of good cheer. It's written right here. Be of good cheer, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also of Rome. This was a word of prophecy from the spirit of prophecy himself, telling Paul, be of good cheer. Ain't nothing going to happen to you. Amen. That's so important to have the perception of the Lord, the revelation of God operating in you, that God can speak to you and tell you your future. Amen. You're going to test, you make me, see, that's why our lives must be a testimony for God. He said, you testified of me in Jerusalem, so you must bear witness at Rome. Amen. He was telling him, I'm going to bring you out of this. So he went on to say, and when it was the day, certain of the Jews banded, here we're going to get to it, certain of the Jews banded together, hallelujah, bound themselves under a curse, saying that they would neither eat nor drink till they kill Paul. And they were more than 40 which had made this conspiracy. And when I read that, I said, Father, this is why you said no weapon formed against us shall prosper. It says they formed a plot. They plotted a plot. We're being plotted against all day long. It said we're like sheep led to the slaughter all day long. They plotted a plot, but God had a plan. And God's word is put out there, hallelujah, glory to God, is a covering over our life that we walk uprightly. Now, remember back in the first chapter, 23:1, it went on to say Paul's personality. Amen. A little bit about his personality. Paul, earnestly beholding the counsel of men, he said, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day. He's a man that served God, that lived uprightly before God. Amen. Hallelujah. Just like Job was, the Bible called him one of the greatest men in the earth, in the east at that time. And that God, he said, God said he was perfect. Amen. But Paul was a man after, now this is the Paul that he said a messenger was sent to buffet me about. And we have debates and arguments what that thorn in his flesh was, glory to God. But it says because of the abundance of revelations. Amen. And because Paul, Apostle Paul is the one in Ephesians that tells us, that teaches us how to pray, how to receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. That book of Ephesians, I tell you, I get excited about Ephesians. Glory to God. Just his writings and his speakings. But in here, we don't have to be ignorance, because Paul tells us in that book of Ephesians, just in chapter 1, verse 9, having made known unto us the mysteries of his will. I mean, this is, it's full. I don't want to go into all that. But having made known unto us the mysteries of his will, according to his good pleasure, when he has purposed in himself. And he goes on talking about, hallelujah, that, and gets down to the 15th verse. Hallelujah. He said, wherefore also, this is chapter 1 of Ephesians, I've heard of your faith. I'm trying to tell you who Paul was in the midst of this. Hallelujah. Heard of your faith, hallelujah, of the Lord Jesus and your love unto all saints. You got to love one another. I don't care if they hate you. I don't care if they smile in your face, stab you in your back. How this should be a song. Don't get mad. Don't get religious. Because God will use those songs. I don't know if y'all was on the prayer line last night, but the word of the Lord, hallelujah, I got excited when the man of God said, ding dong, the witch is dead. The witch. Man, I could relate to that one because I preached the message about the Wizard of Oz. Yes, I did. Hallelujah. Girl, I preached the message about the three little pigs huffed and bluffed. Yes, I did. Glory to God. So God will use these words of revelation, of purity, hallelujah, and even songs. Glory to God, the minister. He says, since I heard of your love, hallelujah, we got to love the saints. Hallelujah, that old song, hallelujah, that smile in your face and stab you in the back. He called them the backstabbers. Amen, hallelujah. So if you still got to love in spite of, love the unmerciful, be merciful to those and love the unlovable. So this is what Paul said. When I heard of your faith and love for all saints, this is what he said. I cease not to give thanks of you, making mention of you in my prayers. This is what I'm praying. This is what I pray for you. This is what the prayer mount is praying, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you and me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Why? That the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of the inheritance in the saints. How there's an inheritance in the saints by having the eyes of our understanding being enlightened. And it goes on to say, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. And then I have to finish this, which he wrought in Christ. And they talked about the Sadducees didn't believe in the resurrection, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, set him at his own right hand. Go ahead, Holy Ghost. Set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. And it goes on to talk about far principalities. But in here you see the resurrection, and Apostle Paul said the prayer, he wanted that the eyes of our understanding would be enlightened. Glory to God. And that Apostle Paul, he could walk in this revelation. He could perceive the conspiracies. He could perceive the thoughts, hallelujah, of the intents of the heart because the Holy Ghost was in him. So he perceived that if he suggested that thought that the Sadducees that he described, that he was a Pharisee that believed in this resurrection, amen, that I believe, hallelujah, and he brought a distinction to save his own life, and they took him, hallelujah, brought him into the palace so he could be saved. But there was a conspiracy going on. These men conspired. They hated them. There's people that just hate you. These are Jews of the set that was there, glory to God, councilmen. Hallelujah, in those days, elders and things, and they just hated him. They hated the anointing. We know what the scripture tells us. Hallelujah, you're going to be hated for his name's sake. Amen. So stop thinking you want everybody to like you. Get over it, saints. Everybody ain't going to like you. I'm a woman that to tell you that. To me, I know who I am. I feel I'm like Jesus. I'm the best friend you can ever have. I'm going to get in there, fight for you, pray for you, even fast. I'll lay down your life. I had to learn to guard. I told 30 years ago, woman of God walked up to me and said, woman of God, God said, guard your heart. I didn't understand now how you guard your heart. Well, I've learned to guard my heart, amen. But it didn't take my love, saints. It didn't take my love for the saints. Glory to God, hallelujah, because I know who I am. I know his mercy. I know that, hallelujah, he forgave me of my sins, amen. But, hallelujah, when you walk in this anointing of revelation, hallelujah, these Jews and these people going to hate you in the people of God. They're going to hate you. Listen, no sinner is the one bothering you. It's the saints of God. It's your warfare. The Satan is not against flesh and blood. We read the other night in the prayer teaching that the warfare is accomplished and it's flesh and blood. And he needs personalities. He needs deities. He needs people to do his bidding as God needs the saints of God to walk in faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So these people were among them. They were of the same sect, the Jews and the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They were hanging out together, but they hated Paul. And they plotted a plot. They banded together to kill him. Hallelujah. But this is, I'm trying to get to a point in 23 that God said, hallelujah, in his word in Isaiah, I think 54:17, that no weapon formed against you and I. So we got to stop getting afraid of what we think is a weapon because God has already given us the end. He said, no weapon. It's finished. He said, I'm the Alpha and the Omega. I am the beginning and the end. And I like to add, he's the wheel in the middle of the wheel. So we walk in this thing out with our destiny. We see our end results. One year he said to me on the mountain, but you win. We win, saints. Glory to God. We win. How do we win? Because Jesus Christ won. Apostle Paul and all these disciples, all the and from Genesis to Revelation, you find a conspiracy. Hallelujah. They conspired to kill Paul, 40 of them. Fasted and prayed, hallelujah, that they're going to kill him. They ain't going to eat nothing. How many witches to this very day? Glory to God. The witch that's witch, Irene Parks is her name. Had over 60,000 witches fasting and praying and warlocks when she came out of that darkness. Hallelujah, trying to kill her. How many, glory to God, people with evil deeds and evil hearts are just saints of God that don't not walking in the revelation of Jesus and not, hallelujah, being converted, amen, and bringing their old jealous ways and envy ways. And then religious spirits is the most worst spirit you can find. It's just religious. Amen, hallelujah. That is stuck as a mindset, as a bondage. Glory to God. That's what killed Jesus, is religion. Glory to God. They thought they were good, doing God a favor. Even stoned Stephen to death. Hallelujah. Thought they were giving doing God a favor. Amen? Hallelujah. So they thought they were going to do God a favor by killing Paul. Amen? So they set this conspiracy up. And it said it formed in verse 13, and they were more than 40 which had made this conspiracy. They plotted against him. Hallelujah. Now listen, I'm gonna go over to Daniel chapter 6, I believe it is, and I want you to hear of another same thing. Daniel in the Old Testament. We're gonna find it in we found it in the New Testament with Paul, and we are the living epistles. We're carrying on the acts of the epistles. Pastor Faith would say that we're completing. We're writing chapter 29 of Acts. Because it's called the Acts of the Apostles. Amen. And they say that the apostles are gone out. Well, hallelujah. That's not true. That's a lie. They do err not knowing the scripture. Amen. They do err. The scripture says not knowing the scripture. So it's 28 chapters. And Pastor Spacey, honey, we're writing how the apostles are writing and the prophets are writing the chapter 29 of Acts. And I remember Pastor Spacey, we knew a man of God, very wealthy man of God, had a whole lot of money. Hallelujah. And Brother Spacey called him, a kingdom. Apostle of finances. And I said, Apostle Spence, I said, Apostle, and that's when he got the revelation, come on, hallelujah, that we're writing the verses of chapter 29. So in the year of 2013, the year of the Lord's favor, don't get mad, because there are apostles of finances. To teach us how to prosper, to teach us, hallelujah, glory to God, about kingdom finances, kingdom sowing, kingdom building. Amen? Glory to God, hallelujah. So that's what I want to add that. But there's always been a conspiracy against the anointing. You know what the word says, touch not. I believe that's Psalms 105, I believe that's in there, where it says, touch not the Lord's anointed, amen, or do his prophets no harm. Glory to God. So it's a dangerous thing to touch the Lord's anointed. Hallelujah. Even put your mouth on the, you heard what Paul told the man when the man hit him. He said, God gonna strike you, you whitewash. Hallelujah. And when the prophet speaks, those words come to pass. But the same way with Daniel, there was a conspiracy. I'm trying to get you to understand, this thing is not strange. Hallelujah, you're no different from Jesus. They conspired against Jesus the same way they set him up. Hallelujah. Who was that? Judas. Hallelujah. Told him the one that, hallelujah, I kiss. Come on, hallelujah. Conspired, sold him out for 30 pieces of silver. Amen, hallelujah. And to this very day, they brought that field to bury the poor in. They took that. They didn't want to have nothing because they called it blood money. Amen, hallelujah. So they went and bought a field and buried the poor in it. Amen, hallelujah. Glory to God. And I just want to throw that out there. Could God be the glory that people that believe the body being burned? But I tell you all, Jesus had a burial ground. So if you get you some insurance, so you can have a burial ground. Amen? That's just something I'm throwing out in there. But anyway, in Daniel chapter 6, there was the same kind of conspiracy against Daniel. And listen to what it said, how it described who Daniel was. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. It chapter 6, that it pleased Darius over the kingdom, 120 provinces, which should be over the whole kingdom. Listen. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, the princes, that the prince might give account unto them, and that the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes. Man, that's a title. If you're looking for a title, he was preferred. That's favor. Amen? You got favor, saints. Amen? Favor with God and favor with man. That's why you're hated for his name's sake, because of the anointing. Hallelujah. It said because he was of an excellent spirit was on him. You can pray for that. Lord, I want to be of an excellent spirit. You got the Holy Ghost in you. Let him perfect it. Let him bring it to the surface. Let you get rid of that old stuff. Let the word be a sword to chop away. Hallelujah. And the fire of the Holy Ghost to burn up everything that's not like Christ. Amen. But he was considered a man of an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. I'm going somewhere, but I'm up to conspiracy. Then the presidents and princes sought. Listen, They had no, they found no fault when they went to kill Jesus. They said, Pilate said, I find no fault in him. Ah, Lord have mercy, this fault-finding devil, this accuser of the brethren, found fault hating Paul in chapter 23. Glory to God, hallelujah. Because he said, because God, he testified of God in Jerusalem. Amen. Glory to God. Not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Amen. So they sought, it said, to find occasion against Daniel, listen, concerning the kingdom. But they could not find none occasion or fault. For as much as he was faithful, oh, my, that says a whole lot. How, I'm not scolding anyone. It's that these things are happening even to the very day in the presence of the house of God, in the presence of ministries, in the presence of each other. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Trying to find fault on the ministries of the Lord Jesus Christ on one another, instead of having a perception, hallelujah, that we are of God, that we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus, that we have the same Father, unless your father is of the devil. If you a liar, he called you the father. Your father is of the devil. Your father is the devil. Amen. So stop the lying. Hallelujah. Stop the fault finding. If you don't know something about a person, this is what the Holy Ghost said to me my husband years ago. He said, if they want to know about you, tell them to ask me. If you want to know about Sister Spades and the men, just all you have to do is ask God. He'll tell you. He's the spirit of truth. Hallelujah. Unless you want to hear a lie, unless you want to hear an accusation, unless you want to hear fault finding, let's stop finding fault on one. Stop finding fault on their hair, their makeup, and the way they look and the way they act. And glory to God. You don't know, hallelujah, the oil of that alabaster box that people prayed and paid for. You don't know their testimonies and what God has brought them through. There's people on this line, you don't even know them. My God, hallelujah, they have a testimony, my God, that will blow your mind. Hallelujah, why they're anointed. I heard a man of God, he's on it today. If you only hear his testimony, hallelujah, Elder Gates, if you hear his testimony, hallelujah, you won't be so quick to judge. Glory to God. And yet he's on the battlefield for the Lord. Yet he's, hallelujah, glory to God, walking in righteousness, how decreeing and declaring, hallelujah. And those anointed ones, as you see these conspiracies, glory to God, we got to deal with these evil beasts in the land. Hallelujah, glory to God. That's why God won't pray over our lives and have a destiny, the destiny protectors now to protect our lives, to put a prayer covering over these ministries that are anointed by God, and as Apostle Paul, and these ministries of Prayer Mountain and New Destiny and other ministries on this line. They need a prayer covering. Glory to God, hallelujah. You need a prayer covering over your family. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So Paul had this conspiracy. Daniel had this conspiracy. And what they wanted to do, they wanted to find fault on him. Glory to God. Pastor Spade said years ago he saw a fault-finding spirit. He said it was like a serpent. He said, but honey, it was thin. He said it was thin. He said what it would do, it would wiggle in between people. He said, and all of a sudden when he got what he wanted, it stretched itself out like a thin line and divided them. Fault finding divides. It infiltrates, it scatters and divides when we find fault on the things of the kingdom. Oh well, they wear makeup, or they use this and they do that. That's a fault finding spirit. Now listen what it says. They found an occasion to find fault. For as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Listen, go ahead. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus said, Satan cometh and have nothing in me. Let's get this stuff out of us. Amen. Error, darkness, envy, jealousy, to find fault on one another. Why don't you? I mean, I know everybody's not going to like you. No, everybody's not going to like me. There's certain people that have the anointing that can. Some people just don't. I was listening to somebody, glory to God, and I'm like, I heard my husband say this about certain ministers, and I said, well, honey, why don't you like this person? He said, well, honey, like Apostle Paul said, they added nothing to me. So some people just don't add to you, and that's your privilege. You find a ministry that is cleansing you through the washing of the water of the word. And get in that word yourself. Hallelujah. When that word is preached from that minister, your spirit can bear witness. You'll know them by their fruit. Now, I'm not talking about crowds. I'm not talking about numbers. I'm talking about the character of God in you. You'll know them by their fruits. So find a minister you can submit under that's teaching righteousness, peace, and joy of the Holy Ghost, teaching the things of the kingdom of God, the order of God, how to walk in God, and understanding that there's a warfare. Understand you're going to have haters all the days of your life. You had them in the world. So why you think you're going to be any different? Jesus, you're not better than Jesus. I'm not better than Jesus. He said, you're going to be hated for my name's sake. So especially the anointing, they want to kill the anointed ones. That's the whole purpose, glory to God. And so these men conspired like they did in Paul's day in chapter 23, and they did it in Daniel's day. Then these were presidents. Okay, put your mind the president of the United States. They assembled together, the king, and said unto him, King Darius lived forever. They went on the plot. They plotted a plot against a man. God said to me, they plotted a plot, but I have a plan. Amen. Learn to get strong in God and walk some of these plots out. Amen. Decreeing and declaring, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Decreeing and declaring, when a man weighs peace, God, he'll cause his enemies to be at peace. Why? I'm not going to go any longer on that, but you read chapter 6 yourself about the conspiracy. They're conspiring all day long. And then Luke, it goes and it tells us, hallelujah, glory to God, in Acts 23, that they tried to kill Paul. Stop Paul, but in the revelation is that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Amen. Paul ended up coming out of that situation. Paul ended up, hallelujah, being protected, glory to God. And just as the word of the Lord came to him in chapter 23:11, said, be of good cheer. This is the word of the Lord today. Be of good cheer, saints. Hallelujah. I know your plan. My plan is good and not evil. My plan is to give you a greater future. Glory to God. I can't take you out of the wilderness. You got to walk out of it. Amen. You got to humble yourself. Glory to God. How God, Deuteronomy 8 tells you about the wilderness. Amen. Stop complaining and murmuring. Hallelujah. He said, I led you through the wilderness. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Let's go on down. I ain't going to read the whole thing. Hallelujah. But it tells you, listen, he got to take you through the wilderness, because when you get what you want, what you're believing God for, you may forget God. Hallelujah. So he want to make sure there ain't nothing in you. Hallelujah. So he said, that thou shalt remember all the ways which the Lord thy God led thee all these years, these 40 years, hallelujah, in the wilderness to do what? To humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thy heart, whether thou wouldest serve, would thou keep my commandments or no? And so it said, he humbled thee, Deuteronomy 8, hallelujah, 3, he humbled thee, suffered thee the hunger, fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he may make thee to know that man do not live by bread alone, and every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God do man live. It went on to say, they clothed in wax, the shoes, but I thought about this economy changing, and they're supposed to cut all these programs, and hallelujah, that help people, and my daughter, she's a graduate of political science, and she had a good observation, hallelujah, all it's going to do is make us serve God more, hallelujah, depend on him who is our source, glory to God, that's what that prophecy was about in 2013, hallelujah, those that seek in his face, those that are doing things right, pleasing God, that we going to be sustained. Had not he always delivered you? Glory to God. So he's saying out of this message in Acts 23, hallelujah, be of good cheer. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. He gave Paul the word, be of good cheer. You testify to me. Listen, tell God, make my life a testimony that's going to bring you glory. Amen? They couldn't destroy Paul. It talked about how God favored Paul in 23, and a young man, hallelujah, went on to say, after they banded together, hallelujah, glory to God, and a sister, listen, Paul's sister's son heard of this plot, amen, how they were going to plot. And so he went and told Paul, and Paul said, go tell the chief and all these things. And they got together the armies and 200 soldiers and all that, and carried Paul out of there privately and took him over to, hallelujah, glory to God, I think Caesar Augustus, where he was all considered, hallelujah, one of them as well, glory to God. And what am I trying to say in Acts 23? They went through it. From Genesis to Revelation, there was a plot. Paul, hallelujah. John on the island and wrote Revelation. They banned him on the island. John was banned on the island. I feel the compassion of the Lord. Oh, God, get some strength. Stop being weak and murmuring and complaining. Be of good soldiers. You couldn't make it in this army if you go over to join the army. You got to have some strength in you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. How did our ancestors make it? Some slaves. How did they make it? Hallelujah. Glory to God. They talked to God and walked with God. They came out. They paved the way. Hallelujah. Stop being so weak and the least warfare come against you. You're ready to give up and throw in the towel. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you read Paul's story, he said he was chased around the countryside by brethren. Hallelujah. He said he was a day and a night in the water. Can you imagine? Can you imagine being standing in water? We don't know how. I'm quite sure it was above his waist. I'm quite sure he could have to go up under so they wouldn't see him. If they come that way of that river and that pond or where he was in, hallelujah, so he could duck under, hallelujah, hold his breath, hallelujah, glory to God. He said he was a day and a night in the water, hallelujah. He was hated and persecuted, hallelujah, glory to God. And the same way, hallelujah, there's songs out today. Ricky Wyman came with one, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. She's been lied on, cheated, so what? Hallelujah. But she said she's victorious today. Hallelujah. Hezekiah, God favored me. Amen. What was that? That's his testimony. Hallelujah. About haters. And what was association with the people of God? So-called saints of God, born of God's spirit. I'm not against the church, but there's a church in the midst of a church. There's a people in the midst of a people. Amen. He said, "There's a time of separation." And I'm telling you what the word says. In Revelation, says, "He that is filthy remains filthy. He that is righteous remain righteous." It's a separation coming. We will not be able, saints of God, to continue to walk in the work of our flesh and think God gonna bless us. We cannot continue walking bitterness, unforgiveness, all them hurts, pains from the past. I've been there. My God, I was emotionally messed up. I was a crybaby. Now when I cry, I move with compassion, and I think of, hallelujah, how his grace has brought me. If I was hearing it all morning, if it wasn't for your grace, where would I be? Glory to grace. Because why? Grace is restoring me and you. Grace has redeemed us. Hallelujah. Grace is releasing us for miracles. Glory to you. He's restoring visions and dreams back again. Glory to God. So Paul was able to stand and testify before the Lord, and I'm finished, to testify here because God gave him a word. You have the word, men and women of God. I know you have a prophetic word that a prophet or apostle, male or female, spoke to you, glory to God. And that word, hallelujah, glory to God, is still over your life because the promise remains. Now take that word as a two-edged sword and well it in the spirit. Even when they tried to kill Peter, you got all of them that have been set up and plotted against. Glory to God. And there was a word over Peter that said, when you were old, come on, when you are old, they're going to carry you where you don't want to go. Well, Peter went to prison, and they were talking about killing him, but he remembered the word. I'm just going to add this in here. But there was a word over him that when you old, and he was not old, he was still young, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So what you're afraid of? Hallelujah. Glory to God. God then gave us a word. He then said, I'm going to bless you in the city. I'll bless you. He said, if you keep my commandments and do what is pleasing in my sight and walk uprightly, I'll bless you. I'll bless your family. I'll bless your body. No weapon. I don't care if they form it. He said, they'll be formed. That woman of God brought that out. Hallelujah. Prophetess Tara brought that out. They can be formed. Hallelujah. But they won't prosper. Amen. They did not prosper. This is the testimony here in this. They bound him. Hallelujah. God gave him favor. Hallelujah. With the a captain of the guards, the captain of all the army, amen, the chief captain, it says, took him by the hand, went with him aside privately to that young man, and told him, and he told him about the plot. And then it says, so the chief captain then let the young man depart and charged him, see that thou tell no man. Listen, this is what he's telling the young man. Don't tell nobody you that showed me these things. And he called unto him, listen, two centurions. I don't know, maybe the men of God will help me with that. I ain't studied the centurions. I think about a couple thousand, 200 or 300, saying, make ready, here it is, make ready 200 soldiers. This is protecting Paul. Because God said, no weapon formed against him shall prosper. Because God said, I have need of thee. You testified of me. Glory to God. In Jerusalem, you're going to go to Rome. Amen. I have need of this body of Christ. I have need of my people, which are called by my name, which just humble themselves and pray. I have need, hallelujah, that you study to show yourself approved, rightly dividing the word of truth. I have need that you believe my word. It says, you must, when you come to God, you must believe that he's a rewarder. Ain't no need of you playing church if you don't believe this word. This is all I have. This old gospel has me held together. And I stand before the throne of God. Hallelujah. When my time is up and my work is finished, I'll give up the ghost freely and happily to go on home to be with my Lord. This is why I'm here. Hallelujah. Look, they said that there's one soul that Brother Space had to live for, a prophecy. And I used to wonder, this is the truth. Who is the soul that is that valuable that this man had to live for? Well, time went on, and I recognized it was me. He had to live for me, to give me. He said to me before he died, well, honey, all that is in me is now in you to finish the work. And that's when I caught the revelation. He had to pour into me every day the oil. He had to teach me. I was literally sit like a student. He had blackboards. This is where I had kids as well, with chalk and colorful chalk, teaching me like Apostle Paul, his student in his before his presence. Yes, I was wife. I was his wife, his lover, his partner, his friend, but I was a student. And when he got very sick and he had no legs, and I'm down in that room, and I felt, hallelujah, his time was approaching. And I said, honey, would you pray for me? And I knelt down at that hospital bed in my house, and he laid his hand on my head, and this is what he said. He said, Father, this little baby feels like my daughter, not his wife. So I sat up under him to learn what I learned today. Still a student of the Holy Ghost. I don't want to do anything. But your weapon is, the warfare is accomplished. Know that no weapon formed against you. You got to believe it. No man can curse. They said they put themselves under a curse. And God said no man can curse who God done bless. No man. So get out of the fears of men. Fears that that the devil is greater than God, that somebody is powerful, more powerful than your Father, Almighty God that created everything. He said, you better fear the one that has power to take your life. Amen. Hallelujah. So this is the revelation today. I pray that it's blessed you. I don't want to overstate, but no soldiers. God, did you see the plan in the midst of it? Favor. Favor with the chief captain. The army, glory to God, chief captain, hallelujah. You can get yourself in trouble and God give you such favor that people get mad at you. Why they carrying on like this around them? Because you're living in favor. Decree favor over your life. I'm living in favor, surrounded in favor, shielded in favor. Joseph had favor. They plotted a plot against Joseph. You know the brethren. You take the brethren today, his own family. David said, my own familiar friends that ate at my table now has become my enemy. So what? David was more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. We're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. A greater than David is here. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. I hear no need to fear. No need to fear. Hallelujah. Not even this year. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because God has gone before us and made a way. Amen. If we walk in the way. Hallelujah. Walk in the light as he is in the light. Having fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Get out of the hater spirit. Get out of the insecurities. God know all about it. Whatever your situation may be, hallelujah, God has an answer. Oh, yes, he does. And you're more than a conqueror. You're an overcomer. He said, I see you as an overcomer. I'm the Alpha and the Omega. He sees the beginning and the end. So jump, get up, get up. Get up and walk uprightly before him. Shake yourself as the man of God. Said last night, shake yourself. Get the Philistines off you. Get the discouragement off you. Get the, hallelujah, the heaviness and despair and the unforgiveness and the pain, let it go. Oh, the pain, hallelujah. He bore our griefs and pains and sorrows. Don't make the blood of Jesus of none effect any longer. Amen. So the soldiers commanded and took Paul, brought him by night to Antipas, I think that's, I'm saying it right, in verse 31. And on the morrow they left horsemen to go with him and returned him to the castle. And when they came to Caesarea and delivered the epistle to the governor, they protected him, presented Paul also before him. And when the governor had read the letter, he asked what province he was. Listen to favor. And when he understood that he was a Sicilian, hallelujah, he said, I will hear thee. Then God said, I'm going to take you to Rome. Be of good cheer. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Be of good cheer. Your best is yet to come. Be of good cheer. I am restoring. I'm restoring my grace that restores, my grace that redeems, my grace that's releasing miracles. Be of good cheer. I have a plan for your tomorrow. Hallelujah. Your plan, my plan is good and not evil. My plan is to give you a greater future and a hope. Amen. He said, I will hear thee. And when his accusers was also come, he commanded him to be kept. Hey, glory to God. Don't take me there. Jesus in St. John 17 pray, Father, I pray that you keep them. Hey, thank you, Holy Ghost. I pray right now, Lord, the anointing to keep your people. Keep them, Holy Ghost, as Jesus prayed in St. John 17. Keep them in safety. Keep them from darkness because they have not known the depths of Satan. Father, you said in your word that you would put no other burden upon them, but they would hold fast to what you've done for them, hold fast to the redemption plan of God. I pray today, Father, as Jesus prayed, hallelujah, Father, keep them. Hallelujah. He said, thy word I've given them. Glory to God. I've given them thy word, oh God. Hallelujah. Sanctify them. Glory to God by thy word, oh God. Hallelujah. I pray now, Lord, that thou shouldest not take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from all evil, Father. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give them this day their daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. O God, be magnified. I'm asking, Father, that you sanctify them by thy word, O God. Sanctify them by yourself and through your word. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you for the word of the Lord that came today. I give you praise, Father. I give you glory. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against you. Be of good cheer. I know your plans. But good cheer, the plan is good and not evil. The best is here. It's coming. The blessings is coming. The blessing of the Lord make rich, and God add no sorrow. Don't forget to put God in there. The blessing of the Lord make you rich, and God add no sorrow.
Mm.
In Jesus' name, be blessed, be blessed, be blessed. I turn it into the hand. Hallelujah to the host in Jesus' name.
Oh, praise the Lord. Ain't no more to say. It's a blessing, prophetess. The word is just so rich and anointing, and I'm going to go to... I'm about ready to jump up and shout here. I'm going to Sister Faithful to see who's on the broadcast, whether the apostle, pastors, whatever, the line. You can open them as you choose. Okay.
Amen. Well, well, well. There is a full house a little bit here, so we're gonna go down the line and go from there. We're gonna start with. Let's go ahead and start with. Area code 719, last 4-4360. Amen.
Hello, this is Apostle Monique Spaulding, Minister Space. This is Colorado on the line. How are you?
Oh, bless, darling. God bless you.
I just want to let you know that I support you in your ministry and what you're doing. Thank you for sending me an invite to this wonderful Blog Talk Radio special today. I was truly edified by the message, and thank you for reminding me that no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Amen. All of us here.
Amen. Thank you. Welcome out. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to go ahead and go to area code 504. Caller, what's your name and where you calling from? Amen.
They remodeled that since then, but it was...
Hello? Sound like they're in the middle of something. We're going to go ahead and go to, area code, 530, last 45627. Welcome, caller. What's your name? You have a comment? Okay, caller, area code 530, are you there? Okay, maybe they're muted and are busy. Amen. We're going to go ahead and moving right along. We'll come back. We're going to go to caller area code 804, last 40279. Your name, caller, and do you have a comment?
This is Prophetess King from Richmond, Virginia. I would like to say, Mother Space, thank you. That word was really rich. You have been blessing me ever since Sunday. I really thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank the God that's in you. Oh, my God. It just... I have been so blessed from Sunday on up until now, and I'm looking forward to Thursday and Friday.
Bless you, darling. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We're
going to go ahead and go to another 20, so a few 209s here. So we have 209, and last four is 7149. Call your name, and do you have a comment? Welcome.
Yes, hello. Good afternoon. My name is Dorothy Screen.
I'm calling
from Stockton, California. And Minister Spakes, thank you, thank you, thank you. Today, your whole ministry today, I felt, was for me. Thank you so much. And I can't wait to open up my Bible and start reading it for myself today.
Yes, yes, yes. That's it, baby. That's it. Hallelujah. Father, because of her heart has been touched by you, I decree and declare that the spirit of wisdom and revelation will fall upon her, Father, and that the word will become so alive, as it says in Hebrews 4, sharper than any two-edged sword. It's living, God, that she'll begin to jot it down and find herself, I hear, even writing a book. I don't see a big one, but a little pocket size. Just the revelations. Write these things in a book. I decree that over your life today, because your heart is hungering after his righteousness. And he said, and you shall, he that thirst and hunger shall be filled in Jesus' name. For this is his will, daughter, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Amen.
You.
Moving right along, thank you, amen. Moving right along, we have a full house. Bear with me here, everybody, thank you. Moving right along, area code 510, Your last four is 7433. Welcome out, caller. Do you have a comment, your name?
Praise the Lord, everybody. I bid you greetings from the beautiful city of Emeryville, California. This is Sister Sharon Phillips. Praise the Lord. I enjoyed the word on today. I did eat. I got full. I'm digesting it. And I'm getting ready to eat my natural food now. Praise the Lord. I had my spiritual feeding. Now I'm getting ready to eat my natural food. God bless you, prophetess. Have a wonderful day. God bless your heart, your bones, and all your parts in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Is my prayer, not only for you, but each and every one of you that is on the line. God bless.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Moving right along, we're going to go to area code 707. If you have a comment, caller, the last 433751. There's two of you. If you have a comment or anything, amen, welcome out. Area code 707. Amen.
I'm calling from 3351. This is Evangelist Doris Campbell. I was really blessed by the prophetess. I love the fire in you, and it's contagious. I'm feeling it just from listening to you. I'm really inspired, and I'm on fire now too. Just getting some of that fire from you.
Yes, I love
the way you talk about. Hello.
Yes, take it. The fire of the Holy Ghost is stirred in you.
Amen. 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 Thank you. Praise the Lord. Yes.
Let him use you, woman of God. Let him use you. Let him use you. I hear the anointing in your voice. Hallelujah. Become his voice. Glory to God. As John was a voice, I feel that fire coming back upon me. It's in you already, woman of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I hear God say, go. Go. You to do what I've given you to do, and I'll bless you, says the Spirit of God. Amen. For you walk in these truths. You walk in these truths, says the Lord. For my spirit of truth has revealed these truths to you. Now go and do what I've given you to do, says the Spirit of God. And I will be with you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hey, glory to God. Fire, fire, fire. Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, brother. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Moving right along, we're going to go ahead and go down. Actually, what an honor. I think this, if I'm not mistaken, this other 209 area code, last 49628, Evangelist Brucilla Williams, welcome.
God bless you, woman of God. So good to hear your voice. And everyone that is on this line, I give honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I must apologize. I'm coming at the end, so I'm kind of like at the end of the loaf of the bread. But that's all right because I'm still in there, and I'm yet eating, and I'm enjoying the prophetic word that's going forth. God bless you, woman of God. And truly, I am very happy today, this morning and this afternoon, because God is doing great things in my life. And I am happy about it. I am very happy. One of my sisters used the word that is on this line. She knows who she is. I'm glappy happy. That's the word she used. She says she's happy glappy. I might not be saying it in that order, right, but that's where I am. She knows who she is. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for this time, Sister Faithful. Bless you.
We love you. You're a regular. Thank God for you so much, Evangelist. We thank God for you. Yes, I Care Ministries. She's an awesome woman of God as well that has a line. We thank God for her. She's doing great works as well with her line. We'll come back to her if she wants to give an announcement of her line, her schedule. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Moving right along, real quick, we're going to go ahead and run up to Elder Gates. Are you available to give a comment and a word, man of God?
Amen. God bless you. And to Prophetess Spates this afternoon, tremendous, 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 tremendous ministry in the spirit today. I heard so many things that just gave such substance and such power and such evidence of the time with God and in the ministry of the Spirit and through the Spirit and by the Spirit. I can't describe with words or vocabulary the power of God that came through that word today. I mean, there was the apostolic at points, and there was evangelist at points, and there was a pastor at points, there was the prophet at points, there was the teacher at points, the ministry of the gifts of the Spirit through the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom. There was miracles happening in the atmosphere. There was breaking of chains. There were all kinds of things that was going on, and the word was just, the word of God was power. The word of God was power, and you know, I pray, and I was praying as she was talking. I was praying that the ministry, as it was going forth, and as the word was being expounded upon and being declared, actually, more than being expounded upon, being declared, that the people of God would learn to listen and be sensitive to the voice of God, because, you know, and I say this so often, and I hope that no one gets tired of me saying so, but I say this. Whenever God speaks, he does not speak just for the sake of hearing himself talk. When God speaks, he has a point. He has something that he is getting, that he is trying to convey and get over to the body of Christ. And if you're not sensitive to the Spirit, you'll miss it. And if you miss it, you might be caught in the crossfire of what the enemy has planned for you. And if it doesn't be for the grace of God, the enemy will destroy you. And, you know, that's why you have to be sensitive to the Spirit of God, however it comes. We can't dictate how and when God begins to move. We just have to be ready for it. And today, you know, this, if you aren't ready for the Spirit to minister to you, I encourage you to go back in the archives and listen to this word again. And I don't put accolades on people that don't deserve them, or that don't, you know. And I'm not saying that she did it for the sake of having accolades, but just to let you know, I don't just say that I enjoyed somebody when I actually did not, because that's destructive, and it's lying, actually.
But
thank God that there are people that give time to prayer and listening. Yes, Lord, because you can't speak for God if you don't listen to him. You can't speak for God if you don't hear him. You can't speak for God if he does not minister to you. And if he doesn't minister to you, you need to be quiet, because to open your mouth and speak for God and God has not sent you, the Bible gives clear indication that he will destroy you. But I bless God for the integrity of the word that was kept through the expounding of the word of God. And woman of God, I bless God for you, and I will continue to keep you in prayer. God bless.
Amen. 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 Elder Gates, I love you. I know who you are in the spirit. Every time I hear, my spirit leaps for joy. I hear the word of God, the testimony, the price you've paid, and I'd like for you to come and visit Prayer Mountain and bless us and grace us with the revelations of Jesus, so we'll take care of that. And when it's over, Faithful will contact you. I've been trying to do that for some time now, but bless you, man of God. Hallelujah. Bless We're you. With you. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you. Amen, amen. We thank God for Elder Gates. Hallelujah. Okay, moving right along. We're going to run to area code 267. Amen, caller. Do you, your name, and do you have a comment? Hello, area code 267. Welcome, caller. Do you have a comment? Okay, maybe they're busy. Moving right up to area code 678. Welcome out, caller. Your name, welcome, and do you have a comment?
Praise the Lord. God bless you. This is Pastor Prophetess Moss. I just want to thank and praise God for Mother Spates on today, and for the word, and for everything that was going forth on today. Truly, I was blessed. It really encouraged me. I really needed to hear the word, and it was just right on time, and just standing in prayer with you and for you, and I thank God for everyone that's on the line. God bless you all.
Oh, thank you, Prophetess, for hearkening to that word today. Thank you for being with me. Thank you, sweetheart. I love you.
Amen. You know I love you, too.
Yes, darling. I'm coming to see you, baby.
Okay. Please do.
Amen, amen. Thank God. Thank God for the prophetess. Hallelujah. Moving right along. Area code 985. Welcome, caller. And do you have a comment? Area code 985. Hallelujah.
Hello, this is Kim Coleman, and I'm calling from Kenwood, Louisiana. I just thank God for the word, and I thank God for Mother Space and everybody that's on the line. I have nothing to say. Everybody said everything, and everything that they said was true. She's very powerful, and I just love to hear her every time I get a chance. I was at work, so I got on a little late, but I told him, I said, I'm either going to break or I'm going home, but I got to get on the phone at 3 o'clock because I got some listening that I need to do. And I just thank God because she's very old.
Over everyone, thank you so much. Again, if you're just tuning in, this is a time of reflection with Evangelist Adrian Bernard. Today,
yes.
Guest speaker, Patricia Prophetess Spates. Amen. Welcome out, everyone. We welcome you out. If you're just tuning in, we thank you for tuning in. Moving right up the list, we're right now taking callers just if they have a comment. We have a few more to go. And then we're going to begin to go to the elders and ask them for prayer if anyone has prayer. Amen. And the prophetess that's speaking today. Amen. So excuse me to move. I don't mean to move so fast, but we do have a time frame that we have to abide by. We welcome you out, though. Thank you so much for coming. We're going to go ahead and go, if we can, to now Apostle Timothy, if you have a comment. Amen.
Truly, we just honor God for the word again on today. Truly, it was a word of fire and a fresh word from the throne room. We do honor God for what he's doing in prophetess life. It's just truly an honor when you can hear a true word from God like that on today, and it was a blessing to the kingdom of God. And we do honor God for the God in you, and we just encourage you to continue to stay on the wall and do what the Lord has charged you to do. Amen.
Amen.
God be the glory.
Amen. Okay, if we missed anyone, I apologize. Looks like we have everyone so far. We will go now back to Sister Ruby. We can open it up if you want Evangelist Ruby, Minister Ruby, for prayer, and we can go ahead and begin to open it up and have Prophetess Spates and the elders, Apostle Timothy, Elder Gates, if you guys want to help with prayer, we want to open the lines up. Great, open the lines up for prayer with Prophetess Spates and everyone. Amen. There is a lot of callers, so if there's any commotions, everyone, we ask that you mute your phone as we begin to open up the lines for you to come for prayer. As well, if I missed you and you have a comment, I'm sorry. I did, if I'm not mistaken, go by and talk to everyone. But if I did miss you, you can go ahead and give a brief comment really quick if you don't have a prayer request. Amen.
Amen.
So let me open up all the lines. Sister Ruby, you're there?
Yes, I'm here. Praise the Lord. It's just been a blessing. The word has illuminated me and got me examining myself Prophetess Space. It's just been a blessing. So we're not going to hold, I'm not going to talk. We can open up the line that need prayer. Prophetess Space is available. Apostle Timothy and Elder Gates. Praise the Lord.
Is there anyone at this time who needs prayer?
Yes, this is Apostle Monique Spaulding from the International House of Prayer Soaking Center and Prayer Mountain in Lake George, Colorado.
And your prayer request today? Yes.
My prayer request, yesterday I purchased my ticket for Africa. I have an apostolic assignment from the Father to do something to advance the kingdom in the nation of Africa, specifically in Nairobi, Kenya, and in Nigeria. And I am just asking that the men and women of God would stand in agreement in prayer, the prayer of agreement, that the will of the Father will be done through me and that I will complete that apostolic assignment in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Apostle Timothy, breathe on her because of that open door that's come open for you.
Yeah. Don't be ashamed of yourself. Amen. Amen. Did you say go ahead and did you say pray for her?
Yes, go ahead and pray for her.
Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you now. We thank you, God, for your woman serving God that has diligently made her request known unto you. Father, we ask, God, that you would touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. God, that you would continue to renew her heart, her mind, her soul, and her spirit. Father, you said write the vision and make it plain. Father, she wrote some things out before you, God, some requests she has. God, on the line last night, we talked about how your praise sometimes can take the block, can take the territory, and take what you need. And, Father, we just thank you today that everything that she's needing that is coming to pass, Father, every vision, everything, God, that she desires to have in this season, God, that you're bringing it to pass. Father, no weapon formed against her shall prosper. She's more than a conqueror. Nothing shall kill her dream. Ding dong, the witch is dead, and everything around it that does not want to celebrate. Father, we just praise you today for the change that's come. We praise you, God, for the miracle that's in her life. Father, we're asking you, God, to continue to do it. And we thank you, God, for all these things, and we count it done that it is so. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, and we agree.
Thank you.
We agree that you're going with the prayer covering, with the anointing, and the angels of the Lord. Hallelujah. As you step into that territory that are assigned to the righteous, will begin to, hallelujah, be assigned to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed coming in and blessed going out. We decree and declare they will position you, hallelujah, to connect with the right connections there, hallelujah, in Kenya and other nations, dear Father. We give you praise and give you glory. We implore the heavenly host. Yeah. Just get there, girl. Hallelujah. Get there, woman of God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the glory of God that will be upon you in Jesus' name. We agree.
Amen.
Amen.
Prophet, you can keep going down the line.
Mm-mm.
Prophetess Page, you can continue to ask if
anyone else
needs prayer?
Prayer while we're on the line, the prayer of agreement. That's the greatest prayer on the earth is the prayer of agreement. We're in agreement on this line. Hallelujah. Unless two agree, how can they walk together? Hallelujah. I'm in agreement with my heart, soul, mind, and spirit, all that is in me. Hallelujah. My very existence agree with God's plan for your life.
Hello?
Yes.
My name is Sister Patrice. I am from California. However, I'm now here in Oklahoma City. I have been totally and solely blessed by the word that has came forth today. I'm not one that generally speaks, but hallelujah. God is truly moving in this hour. And I want to be obedient, hallelujah, servant for the Lord. I am looking for a home church. And I'm willing to do the things that God is willing for me to do, but his plans are for my life. I just ask that you pray that he continues to direct my footsteps and that I may find a church home here as I'm here in this land.
Amen, hallelujah. Well, woman of God, hallelujah, to God be the glory. And until you find that church home, come on and be a part of the Lord's Church of Restoration. I've been a great part of the movement there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. There are some great churches there, baby. Hallelujah.
Okay.
So we will pray and hallelujah, see how you can connect. And until you find one, come join us, the Lord's Church of Restoration online. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then we'll be praying and interceding because there's some great ministries there. I've been a part of the Azusa movement for the 8 years that it was on, and Oral Roberts, and know some great people there. So, yes. And the Wisdom Center and all those great places. So you're in a good place, darling. Hallelujah. But until
Amen.
You find that place, come on and join us over on Sunday morning, the Lord's Church
Amen.
Of Restoration, where Jesus is Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That number is 916-233-2999. It's at 9 a.m. in the morning, Pacific time. Amen.
Amen.
On Sunday morning. Hallelujah. We're there gathering. Hallelujah. A lot of people are part of the church until they find church homes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. So we bless you there in Tulsa. You're in a great, great, great
yes.
state. Hallelujah, with the move of God. There is great churches here, darling. You in a great, they call it the Bible Belt. name. Amen. Email me, Minister Patricia Space, Facebook me, tell me who you are, and then we'll connect, and I'll call a few people that I know and see, or we'll pray and see what the Lord, which one he'll direct you to. Amen?
Amen. Can you please repeat that telephone number?
916-233-2999.
Okay.
And the access code is 893030.
Thank you.
You're welcome, brother.
Is there anyone else who is in need of prayer?
Praise the Lord. Continue to pray for the U.S. Pray with me. Not for me, but you can pray with me because my prayers is continuing to go to the Lord. For the Yes, I Care ministry here, and the Lord will continue. I trust and know that the Lord is moving and you know, exalting me in this ministry. But I'm just asking all that to continue to pray with me as I pray with the Lord concerning the ministry, the growth and the increase of the ministry. God bless each and every one of you.
Amen. Did you guys get that prayer request?
Yes, Father, we thank you for I Care ministry. Yes, I Care. Yes, I Care. Hallelujah. We thank you for the anointing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That is on through Drusilla, Lord, that you have called her. Hallelujah. To touch areas, touch people's lives that so many bypass every day. Hallelujah. The poor we have with us all. You're in our faces every day. Lazarus laid at the rich man's doorstep every day. That means that rich man walked out of that door every day and walked by Lazarus. Ah, God, bless her with everything that she would have need of, to bless your people, to provide for your people, and all that you've spoken to her to do. We set ourselves in agreement in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Satan, the Lord rebuked you. Satan, the Lord rebuked you. Glory to God. Who are you to say she's not capable, she's not anointed to do what she's called to do? I addressed you in the room of the Spirit. Glory, this is that fault-finding devil. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, she's willing. And she's obedient. And then when God, who, hallelujah, let her eat the good of the land, prove every lying tongue wrong, God. Hallelujah. Because you said, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that wears against us shall be condemned. Prove them wrong. Call them to divine judgment. We decree and declare it. But yes, I care. In Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
That's what I'm talking about. Who are we to say? Who are these people, as they did in Apostle Paul's days and Jesus? Who are we to say they people can't go forth and do what God called them? You don't know that God has spoken to me or others.
Hallelujah.
Over to God. Hallelujah. If we before the Lord that's listening to God, hallelujah. All you want is an obedient servant. And listen, saints, you don't need no great ministry to feed the poor. You don't need a revelation from to smack you down and fire come from heaven. Get up, feed the poor. He said, the poor you have with you always. Lazarus laid at the doorstep of rich men every day. Yeah, walk out your door, they're around you. Go get some pity shoes away, some clothes away. Fix a dinner on Sunday, then take it out, find some, buy some blankets or something, some cases of water. Hallelujah. You'll see what God will do. Amen. Bless you, woman of God.
Amen, amen, amen. The time is approaching. Anybody else have prayer really quick? If you haven't had a prayer request, amen, you have time really quick. And as well, you can join us tomorrow because we have Elder Gates speaking tomorrow and actually Friday, amen. And come and be blessed again.
I would like some prayer. This is Prophetess Moss.
Well,
Someone like some prayer.
Mute your phone. Somebody mute your phone.
It's making a lot of noise.
Check it out.
Just put on the line.
What is your Prophetess Moss? What is your area code? So I can mute the other line.
678-678.
I'm sorry. I'm about to mute some of the lines here. One moment. Okay, Mom, you can go ahead. Time is approaching. You can go ahead and
Prophetess, what is your request, baby?
For direction concerning the ministry as well as favor and financial help.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, you said in your word, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Now we set ourselves in agreement, Lord, that she's seeking your direction. Hallelujah. Father, you said, and as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons and daughters of God. In the name of Jesus, we decree that Father, she would hear what your Spirit is saying to her. Hallelujah. Ah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Women of God, there's a shaking. There's a shaking, but you're going to be all right. There's a shaking. You're anointed, daughter. You're anointed. I come encounter with a new song that's been around. I'm just now catching up to it, but it's about the oil, the olive oil that shakes and hallelujah, and break. You got to shake it and break it. Hallelujah. Shake it off the tree, and then you got to break it and hallelujah, then crush it. Hallelujah. For the greater is coming. Greater is coming. Hallelujah. Just settle down in your Lord. Hallelujah. He's directing. Glory to God. Go for the ride. Hallelujah. He's the captain of your salvation. He's the bishop of your soul. And you'll find yourself on the other side. Hallelujah. It's going to be all right. Let the shaking and the breaking and the crushing continue so that pure oil, because greater, you're about to step into greater. Glory to God. I see before the year is out, a great door is coming. Ah, yes. Hallelujah. I hear that. God said, I'm going to increase you more and more. And that's even in your finances. We decree that word and we agree with that word today. A release today, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, Father.
Amen.
Thank you, Mother.
Amen. Sister Faithful?
Amen. We're going to begin to, our time is approaching. We're going to begin to shut it down here. But we want to just thank everyone for coming out as well. Sister Ruby, let's go ahead and give out the giving information to go ahead and have be announced about a time of reflection about
okay.
the information for giving, because Minister Adrian Bernard, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, she is now set up for your giving online to the ministry as well, that you can support this show to keep it going as well and just support the people of God and the vision she has for these elders and pastors and teachers that come on every day, amen, giving us the wonderful word, amen. So we can give that information out, and then we can have Elder Gates close us out in prayer as well. Prophetess Faith, we can have you say the last final words as well.
No, I have no final words. That Elder Gate closes out. He does that so great and makes sure that somebody needs Jesus today as well.
So we're going to go ahead and go to Sister Ruby for the announcements. Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Let me give you Prophetess Faith's number again. She's on the air Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, 6 p.m., and Friday at 9 p.m. And her number again is area code 1-916-233-2999. And they say ask for pound, and the pound is 893030. So, and I, without broadcasting a time of reflection, you can go on the internet. It's www.newdestinyministries.com, and there's an online forgiving for your convenience. We're so thankful that the Lord has blessed Prophetess Space to come on and bring a rhema word from the Lord. I've truly been blessed, and I know each and every one of you that's on this line have been blessed of the Lord, and it has settled day and night and day and night because it's a right now word. So thank you so much for coming. The new ones that's on the line, Evangelist Adrian Priest, really appreciate you coming on the line. Please don't make this your last time. And I'm going to turn it back in the hands of Prophetess Bates, and then you can turn it back to your daughter. Praise the Lord.
Oh, amen.
Amen. I do thank God for Evangelist Adrian Bernard, how we've connected it, and we do appreciate her ministry and all that she's doing. I'm honored that she would allow me to come to speak today.
Hallelujah. And I'm glad she's away. I'm on my way to do the same. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We do have to rest ourselves. Hallelujah. And get before the Lord. Don't burn yourself out. Glory to God. So that's what I want to say. I do love you all and thank all of you all that support this broadcast. Amen.
Amen. And we're going to go get ready to go to Elder Gates. Remember that a time of reflection, the vision of the show is it's a great talk show that will encourage and inspire and empower the listeners to trust God in every area of your life. Amen. With our people that come on, our amen. So we want to go ahead and take it over to turn it over to Elder Gates to close us out. Amen. We thank everyone for coming out. Tune in tomorrow. He will be the speaker if he wants to give us the introduction to tomorrow and for Friday. We appreciate that as well, Elder Gates. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. How much time I got?
About four or five minutes.
Looking at 14 minutes on this end. Bear with us, everyone. We're sorry to talk. We're sorry to express the details. We have about 14 minutes left. Amen.
That's no problem. Give me the lady's name that's in charge of the eye care ministry.
Evangelist Brucilla Williams. Let me take her line and open it up. One moment. Evangelist Brucilla?
Yes, God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God. I have something very briefly to tell you that the Spirit of the Lord has impressed upon me to tell you. He says that the Spirit of grace said to tell you, as long as you be faithful to me and as long as you do what I tell you with this ministry, he said, I'm going to cause your name to be whispered among the people of authority. That I'm going to open doors and make ways for you among people that have influence. God said, I'm going to unlock doors for you. I'm going to whisper your name. I'm going to cause your name to be whispered among people of authority that have the power, that have the resources to give you what you need, to give you what you need. Be faithful, and God will do it.
All I want to add, when he said to do as he told you to do, stay humble. There's nothing you have to prove.
Amen.
Will speak for itself. It will speak for itself.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And again, to Prophetess Faith, God bless you for the word of God today, and to Evangelist Bernard for your ministry. We bless God for you, and we bid you Godspeed, and we send the blessings of God your way wherever you might be. And, of course, our prayers are with you. And for those of you that have yet to make a decision to follow Jesus Christ and to make him the Lord of your life, I just want to tell you something real quick. I'm not going to take a whole lot of time with this, but I just want to tell you something real quick. If I were you, I'd make a change. If I were you, I'd make a change. If I were you, I'd make a change. Make a change.
All right.
Make a change. Make a change. If I were you, I'd give up all. If I were you, I'd give up all. If I were you, I'd give up all. Give up all. Give up all. Give up all. If I were you, I'd serve the Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
If I were you, I'd serve the Lord. If I were you, I'd serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. If I were you, I'd give your life. If I were you, I'd give my life. If I were you, I'd give my life. Give my life. Give my life. give my life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For he that comes to me, I will in no wise cast him away. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. For if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and all things become new. Look unto me, all ye ends of the earth, for I, the Lord your God, am your only Savior. This is the word of the Lord to you today, those of you that have yet to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. I just want to pray with you just for a moment. I just want to lead you in the prayer of repentance, just to get you in contact with God and to start you in discipleship, because understand that this is just the beginning stage of what you're about to do with God and what God is about to do with you and you with God. This is the beginning stage. This doesn't stop here. It starts here. And I just want to pray with you. I just want you to repeat after me, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I repent for all my sin. I acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe that he died on the cross for my sin. I believe, thank you, Jesus, that he was buried and that he was rose from the grave for my justification. I believe that you sent him into the world because you love me. And God, I receive your love. I receive your grace. I receive it by faith. And God, I thank you for saving me right now. And God, I pray right now in Jesus' name, by the same faith that I have received salvation, that you would fill me and baptize me in the Holy Ghost so that, God, I might live for you and walk before you all the days of my life. And, Father, I promise you, I give you my word, I give you my life, and I promise you, if you will help me and give me the spirit of peace and the spirit of grace, I promise you I will walk with you for the rest of my life in Jesus' name. Change me from the inside so that I can work from the outside in the name of Jesus. And God, I promise, whatever you want me to do, I will do. Whatever you say to me, God, I will obey. Whatever you require of me, God, I will give it in Jesus' name. This is my offering to you, and I give you my body. Give me your life, and I'll serve you with all of my mind, with all of my heart,
hallelujah,
and with all of my soul in Jesus' name. God, I thank you. Amen and amen. We welcome you into the body of Christ. We give God praise for you as the angels of God are rejoicing right now over you that have repented. I encourage you to get in contact with us in any way you can. You can get the contact numbers again. If you go back on the archives, listen to it again and get in contact with us. And we promise we'll be getting back in contact with you, because we have some further things that we want to share with you. And particularly by the love of God, we want to share these things with you. God bless you and go in the peace of God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus. Amen.
Let me just take time from.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Prophetess Bates.
No, I was just. Go ahead, sweetie.
I just wanted to take time from Evangelist Adrienne Bernard as she's away. We wanted to just thank everyone for all the help and everything that they've done as she's away. And this time, the leaders coming together to support her as she deserves a time off. Amen. Just thank God for Prophetess Space, Elder Gates, and Apostle Timothy, and all the people of God, and all the other prophetess and teachers and pastors, and everyone that logs on to support her and her movement. All right, we just want to thank you and thank everyone who comes out and has came out. And we look forward. We pray that you will come tomorrow and be blessed. And Friday, as Elder Gates will be on air. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Minister Ruby, for all that you have done as well.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
You can close out.
Amen. We're going to close out with some music. Prophet Space, anything to close us out with really quick?
I just still hear Elder Gates' song. If I was you, I'll surrender all. That's all in my heart. If I was you, I'll serve the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Sing it on
all. If I was you, glory to God. That's a message in itself. Now, I bless you all. To God be the glory.
Let's begin this. Praise God. Let's go out with a praise, everyone. We thank God for the word. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Saints of God and men of God. Glory, 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 glory. We'll see you tomorrow, same time. Glory. Yeah,
Amen.
We'll see. I'm going to begin to play something to take us out. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bear with me, you guys.
Thank
you. Amen. Glory, glory. We praise you, God. Hallelujah.
God
hallelujah.
Thank
you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We worship you, God. We worship you. We thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
My God. Hey, thank you, God. Glory, 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 Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your word.
Thank you, God.
There's a path, but your word.
God, thank you.
Here. Woo, glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah.
God, I love you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
God, I love you.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Everyone else around.
Come on, that's a great song. Hallelujah.
The worst.
Can I tell y'all one more time, one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey,
he saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
Everyone
else around me.
Can only see the worst in me.
My God.
Does anybody have that testimony? Hey. When fuck walks you off,
that you would never make it.
What did he
see? He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah. Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Mine and I am him. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Heaven, singing,
yeah, girl.
Heaven,
he is mine.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.